A Dream by Franz Kafka. Translated into English by Dominic H. Joseph K. was dreaming. It was a nice day and K. wanted to take a walk, yet he had hardly made two steps and was at the graveyard already. The aisles there were very artificial, impractically twisted, but he glided over such an aisle like on a torrent in an imperturbably floating posture. He decided to stop at a freshly turned grave mound that caught his attention from a distance. This grave mound almost exerted an allurement on him, and he thought it was not possible to get to it hastily enough. At times, though, he could see the grave mound only barely. The view was blocked by flags whose cloth coiled and knocked against each other with great strength. The flag-bearers were not to be seen, but it was as if plenty of jubilation reigned there. While his glance was still directed at the distance, he suddenly saw the same grave mound beside him, next to the aisle, already almost behind him. He jumped into the grass in haste. Since the aisle was rushing on under his off-jumping feet, he wobbled and fell down to his knees right in front of the grave mound. Two men were standing behind the grave, and between them, they held a tombstone in the air. Kay had barely appeared when they pushed the stone into the ground. It stood there, as if rooted in concrete. In an instant, a third man stepped forward from behind a bush. Kay immediately identified him as an artist. He was dressed only in trousers and a poorly buttoned shirt. On his head, he wore a velvet cap. In his hand, he held a common pencil, with which he was writing characters in the air even while he was still approaching. This pencil he now put to the stone's face. The stone was very tall. He did not have to stoop down, yet he had to bend over because the grave mound, on which he did not want to step, separated him from the stone. So he was standing on the tip of his toes and leaned on the surface of the stone with his left hand. With a very swift motion, he succeeded in producing golden letters with a common pencil. He wrote, "Here rests." Every letter appeared pure and beautiful, scribed deeply and in perfect gold. When he had written the two words, he looked back at Kay, who was eager to see the inscription continue. He did not care much for the man, but only looked at the stone. And as a matter of fact, the man was about to continue his writing, but he could not. There was an obstacle of sorts. He dropped the pencil and turned around to Kay once more. This time Kay returned the look and realized that the artist was very much at a loss, but could not tell him what the reason was. All of his former liveliness was gone. Kay himself now felt embarrassed as well. They exchanged helpless looks. There was an ugly misunderstanding that nobody could clear up. On top of it all, a small bell in the graveyard's chapel began to chime, most untimely. But the artist waved about with his hand up in the air and the bell stopped. After a little while, the bell chimed anew, this time very quietly and without any notice, stopping again soon after. It was as if it just wanted to test its tone. Kay was inconsolable about the situation of the artist. He began to cry and sobbed for a long while, his hands covering his face. The artist waited till Kay calmed down and decided then, since he did not find another way out, to continue writing. The first little dash he made was a salvation for Kay. Evidently, though, the artist only brought it about with the highest of reluctance. The lettering, too, was not as beautiful anymore. Above all, it seemed to lack gold. Pale and insecure ran the dash. The letter was only impressive in size. It was a J. It was almost finished. As the artist stamped his foot into the grave mound with anger, so that the soil around it flew up in the air. At last, Kay understood him. There was no time left to ask his pardon. Using all his fingers, he dug into the ground, which offered almost no resistance. Everything appeared to have been prepared. A thin layer of soil was put here, just in pretense. Right behind it, a big hole with steep walls opened up, into which Kay, turned on his back by a soft current, sank down. While he, head and neck still straight up, was already being absorbed by the impenetrable depth below, his name rushed over the stone above, with abundant flourishes. Delighted by this sight, he awoke.